Good morning. We're continuing. Chayodim. We're starting Klal Chaf Ches. So Klal Chaf Ches deals with mistakes in Tefillas of Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. So the first point he deals with Siman Aleph is Armin Vayichulu B'Tefillas Arvis. So part of Shmoneh Esrei of Shabbos Arvis is the paragraph of Vayichulu. To testify that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So we're quoting the Psukim, which indicate that the Bereshit did that. If a person skipped that paragraph for whatever reason, it's not Ma'akev. But he doesn't go back, only if he's already finished the Bracha, he's already holding in Ritzay or onwards. You say, B'di'evid, the paragraph is not Ma'akev. But if a person realizes that he skipped the paragraph before he says the bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos, he would go back to the paragraph of Vayichulu and then read the rest of the tefillah in order. So he would repeat the rest of it as well. Not such a common case. Maybe a more common question, which he would deal with much later on, is the repetition of Vayichulu after Shmoneh Esrei, together with the Tzibur. We say the paragraph of Vayichulu. The Mishabura holds that should be said, that specifically is to be said B'Tzibur, or at least together with other individuals. The Mishabura actually prefers that a person should try and hasten his Shmoneh Esrei in order to make sure that he says it together with the Tzibur. The Chazon Ish disagrees with that point and feels that to the other extreme, that there's no need to say it with the Tzibur, and even many people have the custom that if they miss the Vayichulu, they say it together with one individual, because since it's Eidus requires two people. The Chazon Ish does not feel that that's necessary. We do not need to have it as a formal type of Eidus. The Rosh Hashanah does not need our Eidus. So we need to be made it to ourselves. We need to declare it to ourselves. And that's what we're saying over here, that L'hoyed Shekadosh Baruch Hu Bara Lomai, that's a private statement. But the fact that we need to aid him, which Mishabura suggests that you do, the Chazon Ish raises a question with that. So whatever your minig is, that's either way is, you have a source to follow. That this concept of Eidus, the Chazon Ish understanding, it's not the bona fide concept of Eidus. It's more that we are stating to ourselves this concept, and that's why in private Shmoneh Esrei, obviously, it's not going to be functioned similar to what's known as real Eidus. Okay, Siman Beis. So, what about the following question? So, we mentioned this before. What is the relationship between the Shmoneh Esrei of Shabbos, or the Tefillas Amidah of Shabbos, and the weekday Shmoneh Esrei? So, what will be if a person said some of Tefillah of the weekday during Shabbos Tefillah? What's the halacha? So, let's differentiate between Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. Maariv of Friday night of Shabbos, Shacharis, and then Mincha, and Musaf. Musaf is a tefillah which is specifically about Shabbos, about the current Musaf of Shabbos, so that really has no Shacharis to the weekday Shmoneh Esrei. The question is, what is the relationship between the other tefillahs which are found on Shabbos, similar to any day of the week? What's the relationship between them and the tefillah of Chol? So, the Chayyadim is going to bring the concept which you mentioned before, that really, theoretically, Chazal could have set up the Shmoneh Esrei of Shabbos similar to what we do in Rosh Chodesh. We'll daven the 18 brachas, and then in the paragraph of Ritzay, we mention Rosh Chodesh. We could have done the same thing with Shabbos. But Chazal were not matriachas in honor of Shabbos because it's a day of Menucha. Chazal were not matriach that we should daven a full Shmoneh Esrei. Instead, we daven Shabbos as the seventh. The extra bracha, we daven seven brachas, and the middle bracha is just about Shabbos. But that's because Chazal were not matriachas, but it doesn't mean that the concept of Shmoneh Esrei of the weekday doesn't apply. So therefore, if a person would actually say one of the brachas of the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, it's not considered a bracha levatol. Now, furthermore, we're going to say that if a person actually starts the bracha, he should finish it, because the bracha is appropriate for Shabbos, and therefore the person should finish off the bracha. How much is considered starting? So the question which comes up is the first bracha of the week Tishman Esrei of the middle brachas is Atocher Nein. And on Shabbos, we have, by Mincha, we start with Atah Echor, and by Marav, the night before, we start Atah Kidashto. So the word Atah is not a conclusive word at all. So what do you do? Tov Hiskel Atah Chenein Bein Ba'ar B'Shachos Mincha. If a person, by mistake, said the start of the bracha Atah Chenein, or if he could, he said a tocharinin, and he said the bracha of chayin adoas, and he started already hashirein rovino. Kimin shehiskel ba afilo teva achas germer oisa bracha umaskel tefila shabbos. Once he said one word of the bracha, it's considered he started that bracha. So the person, it's Friday night, and the person just forgot about Shabbos. He started davening week to Shemoneh Esrei. And he said, and he finished the bracha of Chirin Ados. And he said, Hashiveinu, and he finished the bracha. And he says, Slach. Slach Lonu, right? So he says the word Slach. He has to finish up that bracha, Chanun HaRavel Yisloyach, the whole paragraph, and then he goes back to the bracha of Shabbos, Toki Dashto. So Gemara says bracha maskel tefilas Shabbos. He finishes off the bracha, then he says instead tefilas Shabbos. Alba b'musaf, but by musaf, where there's no concept of a week Tishman Esrei at all, poisik afilu b'am se bracha afilu b'atocherin. So he interrupts as soon as he realizes the mistake. He stops. Atocherin lo domnas mlemed lenush pinor chonenu. Oyvei, it's musaf. He stops right there. Does not finish the bracha. What's the difference? So the Chayyim explains the difference, but we'll leave that Bez Hashem for the following year. Have a good day.